Mark Richard Sherman has challenged teams all season to dare teams to throw his way. Do you like that big challenge this week?
Oh, it's a challenge for us across the board with Richard Sherman, with I mean, all their players are some of the best we'll face, and that secondary especially. But you know, he's just one of their great players.
When a defense, go ahead.
Circumstances have changed, but you did see them 2 years ago. Does that experience help at all in a week like this?
I mean, a little bit. But, you know, I feel like I'm in a different situation. Their team's in a different situation. So what I do know is that all that energy and excitement that they bring and the kind of tenacity that they play with, that'll never change as long as, you know, Coach Carroll's there. So that you can bank on, and that'll be good. Like I said, it's going to be a great challenge for us. They're a really good team, and not just scheme-wise, but good players. Offense, defense, and special team, they're very sound. And we've showed that we can be that team as well, just, you know, in our own way. So hopefully we bring our best in all three phases.
When a defense plays the same coverages a lot over and over again, can that reduce the effectiveness of tempo because they know where they're getting lined up a little better even when you're moving fast?
I don't know. We'll find out. I mean,
Is it fair to say that they do that, though? They play a lot of them.
You know, they know what they're good at. And not only are they good in their scheme and know their scheme well, but then they have good players on top of it. So, you know, similar to the case here, you know, we think – we know what we're good at. We have pretty good players at our positions, and we'd like to just get them in a good spot and give them a chance to make plays, so hopefully we can do that.
In talking to Pete Carroll yesterday, he said he's the last one surprised when he sees you running around the edge. How much running did you do at USC, whether it's in practice and games?
Probably more in practice, especially doing scout team stuff for a couple years. So, you know, that's probably what he's talking about, but I didn't run too much. I mean, I still don't, you know, it's pretty rare. So, but he just knows, you know, if I get a chance to do it, I will.
It seems only human nature to get more amped up and more excited for this game against this team with what you guys have on the line, but it seems like everyone's just kind of saying, well, it's just another game on the schedule. What are the advantages of kind of having that mentality?
Of the do extra for the game, or the keep it the same?
Just kind of be an even keel. What are the
I think that's
human nature to just be more excited for this kind of game.
You know, and you got to be able to block that out. You got to. And like you said, it's natural for somebody. You know, these guys won the Super Bowl last year, and this is, you know, he played with this coach before. But all that stuff doesn't affect the size of the field, the size of the ball, the rules. I mean, everything stays the same. So you got to just keep your focus the same, keep your preparation the same, and you know, don't make it any bigger or any smaller. Don't shortchange it either. You know, you don't want to say, oh, it's just another game, and write it off either. You would never want to be in that position. So, you know, I think we have a good mentality heading into the game, and hopefully we'll put our best foot forward.
Is being precise in the red zone especially important when you're playing a defense like this that doesn't allow a lot of opportunities?
I mean, you know, we say it every week, but it is important every week, you know, no matter who you play. And we needed to be better last week. Fortunately, the field goals were enough, but that's not always going to be the case. And so we just need to execute a little better. And I need to be better. We got to get guys in the right spots and finish plays.
Mark, do you believe that you've progressed weekly in this offense? And considering the caliber of this defense in the secondary, is this an excellent measure where you are personally?
I think, you know, each week's just another test for us. But, sure, I'd like to think that I'm getting better. I know I feel more comfortable with the system, that's for sure. So I think we've kind of gone a little bit faster each week. Hopefully that doesn't change. And, you know, we'd like to continue to just be a better version of ourselves as this thing goes on, and then play our best ball right towards the end of the season, you know, starting now and making a run here.
You said you're getting faster. Can you get much faster? And with that, can the officials keep up with you?
Oh, the team, not me. I'm not getting any faster. If anything, I'm getting slower.
Speed of each play.
You know, we're just, you know, hopefully it's not too cold. Those guys are nice and loose, you know, the refs. So they'll be ready to run with us. And they have a good time with it, too. You know, they smile and, hey, you know, wait for me to get out of there and stuff like that. So it's, I mean, we have a good relationship, but they know we're trying to roll as fast as we can, so we'll just we'll keep pushing it.
Can you get it faster than
I hope so. Chips think so we better.
On Tuesday, when you spoke about your completion percentage, you said you were hoping to get it more like the preseason, but there's no one in the league who's at that 79-80% clip. Is that realistic? Is that what you're really shooting?
I mean, that's what you're shooting for. I don't think anybody's shooting to be 50% or, you know, I want to be 64%. I don't think that you're really pushing yourself. You know, you got to be up there 75-80%. And if you look at some of the throws and some of the routes and things like that we've had, there's opportunities there where it's not like I physically can't do it. Either you make the wrong read or you made a bad throw or something like that, and it's something you can fix. So, you know, in theory, you'd like to hit those. And hopefully those start to happen here in the next couple weeks as we start rolling.
What stands out with Earl Thomas on film?
His speed. He's just got a nose for the football. He diagnoses plays fast. One of the most intense players. And, you know, the film doesn't have any sound, but that guy almost puts a soundtrack to the film. I mean, he's like, you see him just completely sell out against the run, against the pass, breaking plays up. You see his excitement. And everything I've heard from guys around the league and Maragos and people like that is he's a great teammate and he loves playing ball, and that's exactly what it looks like. So that's going to be really fun to compete against a guy like that. You know, we enjoy that.
Mark, you've played in a lot of big games in your career in December and beyond. Mm-hmm. To have this opportunity, perhaps number two seed in the NFC, you know, on the line, as this might turn out, to be in the lead in your division, means what?
Oh, huge. Every week, you know, especially as you get towards the end, this thing starts to sort themselves out. And, you know, I love Coach Kelly's mentality of just that one week, we got to go 1-0 this week. You know, that 1 week mentality and that one day mentality, that one drive, that one play, that one stretch period. I mean, everything, we're trying to maximize everything we can get out of it. And, so we'd like to do that on Sunday as well. I think we're having a great week of prep as we go, and now we got to recover and be ready for that 425 or whenever that thing starts for something, and you know, just be prepared for the game.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.